We're going to look at 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 3 through 21. So we're going to go through the rest of the chapter today, and we're going to talk about false teachers and some final words that Paul has in this epistle. Next week, we're going to go to 2 Timothy, which is Paul's final letter ever that we know of, okay? So let's look at this letter today. We're going to talk about false teachers. So look with me at verses 3 through 10, and we're going to talk about false teachers. If anyone teaches otherwise and does not consent to wholesome words, even words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which accords with godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing, but is obsessed with disputes and arguments over words, from which come envy, strife, revilings, evil suspicions, useless wranglings of men of corrupt minds and destitute of truth, who suppose that godliness is a means of gains. From such, withdraw yourself. Now, godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain that we can carry nothing out. And having food and clothing with these, we shall be content. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness, and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Okay, so let's take a look. We're going to talk about false teachers. All right, so first of all, before I kind of go over what he's saying, does everybody recognize we got a problem with false teachers? Do you recognize that? How easy is it to identify a false teacher? Okay, sometimes it's easy, sometimes it's not. Okay, that's what Tim's saying. What else? Is it easy to identify a false teacher? Okay, comparing what the Word of God says. Okay, so John is saying you have to use the Word of God. So yes, that's the standard. What's their teaching? But the Word of God also tells us there's another standard concerning teachers. What is it? It's not just their teaching. Their lifestyle. Yes, because fruit is the product of their life. What's their life reflect? Because there's a lot of people, even on TV, who might say the right things, but you look at their life, and their life is what? Not right, okay? And they're doing it for all the wrong reasons. Okay, so that's good, you're learning. All right, so let's take a look here. So first of all, false teachers do not agree with the teaching of Jesus Christ and godliness. They're not going to agree with the teaching of Jesus Christ and godliness. I'm going to tell you the biggest thing that they're not going to agree with. That your acceptance with Jesus Christ, your acceptance with God, has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with what Jesus did. You can't do anything to gain acceptance with God. You were accepted because of the cross of Christ, nothing more. Now, a false teacher will not agree with that. Why? Because a false teacher will come along and say, okay, yes, that's true, but you need to carry a certain Bible. You need to dress a certain way. You need to do this or do that. You say, well, wait a minute, George, I was raised with teaching like that. I'm telling you that's false, because when you didn't dress a certain way, when you read something that was not right, when you didn't show up at the church, you began to feel that you were less than before God and that your acceptance with God was not there anymore because you didn't do all those things. That's false teaching, folks, whether you realize it or not. Because the bottom line is in the Bible, in the New Testament, your acceptance with Jesus has to do with who? Jesus. Does it have anything to do with you? What you did or didn't do? No. Do you understand? And even when you don't do right, the Scripture tells you that you go to Him and can make confession to Him, and He what? Forgives you. Makes that relationship right. See, we think that false teaching is Jehovah's Witnesses. That's false teaching. But that's not, that's a more extreme version of false teaching or Mormonism. Okay? But I'm telling you that anything that would degrade the gospel to make it to where your acceptance with God is based upon your ability to do this or whatever, that's a false teaching. Do you understand? And so he's saying here, false teachers do not agree with the teaching of Jesus Christ. Here, I was just reading this morning in my devotional time, Mark chapter 7 and 8. And in chapter 7, it starts off with the Pharisees complaining that Jesus' disciples didn't wash their hands before they ate, because they had raised up a tradition. They had a tradition at that time where before you eat, and it wasn't about cleanliness. Like we tell your kids, you can wash your hands before you come to the table. You're telling them that to get the dirt and the germs off their hands, okay? They did it for religious purposes. And they had rituals about how to wash the pans and everything. And Jesus was saying to them, look, it's not what you put in your mouth that defiles you. It's what comes out of you that defiles you, what comes out of your heart. And he said that they had made their traditions more important than the Word of God. Now, you think about it, some churches that you and I have been in, some of their traditions were more important than what God's Word said, didn't it? And still are. This is what I'm telling you. False teachers do not agree with the teaching of Jesus Christ and godliness. What true godliness? All right, let's go on. They are conceited and present themselves as knowledgeable when they're truly ignorant. Here's what he's saying about their character. The character of a false teacher is that they present themselves as knowledgeable when in reality they're not. Like, okay, have you ever met a guy or listened to a guy on TV and it's like they only talk about one subject? They're like a one-horse preacher. They only talk about one subject. Most of them, it's about eschatology. What's eschatology? The study of the second coming. The study of the coming of Christ. And so that's all they ever talk about. Or have you ever met a guy who that's all they talk about? They talk about only about this and only about that and only about that. And it's almost like there's nothing else in the Bible but their topic. You ever met somebody like that? Chances are, I'm going to be honest with you, if they're not, they're getting close to being a what? A false teacher. Just being honest with you. Why? Because I'm going to be honest with you, folks. Like, for instance, with the study of the end times, there's only so much you can talk about there before you have to start making things up. Do you understand? There's only so much. You run out of stuff to talk about. You think you know stuff, but the reality is you don't. And look, the other thing is that they're truly what? Ignorant. The scripture